Today, I'm going to give you some updates about continuous glucose monitoring. Now, for those of you who've heard my prior videos, you know how important I think continuous glucose monitoring is, both for patients and providers. But until now, all of the continuous glucose monitors have required that patients calibrate them, which means they have to prick their finger to calibrate the monitor 2 to 3 times a day. Now, this isn't that much in comparison to all the data you get from a continuous glucose monitor, but the first ever factory calibrated continuous glucose monitor has been approved by the FDA and should be coming out by the end of the year. Now, this has already been available in Europe. It's called the Libre, and it's been available over the counter in some countries, which has been pretty amazing. It's like getting a Fitbit. Patients can get a monitor to check their blood sugars. And it means to me that it widens the application because it's simple. It replaces finger sticks. And not only for our type 1s who need a lot of monitoring, it's also good for type 2s who may need more episodic monitoring. So let me show you how this works. Now, I'm actually not going to put a monitor on myself, but the Libre comes in a box. And the box has two pieces, basically the device that's going to stick the little monofilament under the skin and the sensor itself. So a patient very simply takes off this top, then they take the little sensor and they spring load it into the loader, and then they take it and they go boom, and they press down and there's a loud click and it sticks on their arm and under the skin. Now, I'm actually wearing one on this arm, and you can see this white, round plastic piece, and it's actually really stuck on there. And in some cases, patients may sweat a lot, so it may fall off, so you can actually put an overbandage on it to keep it stuck. On me, it sticks really well. I can take a shower, do anything. Now, I don't have diabetes, but I've been wearing this monitor just because I find it interesting to see the impact of food on my blood sugar levels. But for someone with diabetes, once they've put this on, they don't have to do finger sticks. So I think this is a real game changer for many of our patients. Now, there are several caveats. The FDA is requiring a 12-hour warm-up period, which means for the first 12 hours that the device is put on the arm, you basically can't use it for blood glucose readings, and then it will last for about 10 days before it stops and a new one has to be replaced. Now, let me tell you the good and the bad. So the really good part about this is there's no finger sticks required. It's actually quite accurate, and it's quite easy to wear. It really has a very low profile. But it doesn't tell the patient in terms of giving them an alert or alarm if their blood sugar is going high or low. Basically, a patient has to take the device, the reader, and scan it. They run it past the little sensor, and it tells them what their blood sugar is. And it actually backfills for the past 8 hours so they can see where their blood sugar was. And it also gives them trend arrows, so it can say, blood sugar is 100, it's going up. Someone might do something different than if it was going down. So you do get those trend arrows. But the other sensors, the Medtronic sensors, the Dexcom sensors, not only sense the blood sugars, but they give patients alerts and alarms. They can tell people when their blood sugar levels are falling, when their blood sugar levels are going up, so they can do something about it. And in particular, it can alert them at night so that it wakes them up so they don't go too low. So I think that the other sensors, the existing sensors, are obviously very important and have a really important role, particularly in our patients with type 1 diabetes or any patient who's having issues with severe hypoglycemia. But I think that with the Libre coming on the market and it being non-calibrated, it really opens the world to continuous glucose monitoring for people who might not have been interested in it before, for people who don't want to do finger sticks, and I think for us as providers to really get more data from our patients. So whether or not you're familiar with continuous glucose monitoring, I think now is the time to learn, because I think continuous glucose monitoring is here to stay. We're only getting more and better devices, and I think it's really important that you discuss with your patients what's possible for them, what might be useful, and how to use it. This has been Dr. Ann Peters from Medscape. Thank you.